The root chakra, foundation of our energy system. Location and physical association. The root chakra, as the name suggests, is located at the base of your spine, right at your tailbone area. Consider it the place connecting you to the ground if you sit cross-legged. In terms of physical association, this chakra is associated with your lower body's functionality. Your legs, lower back, and the foundation of your physical body, the skeletal system. It's also linked with the adrenal gland, which regulates your fight-or-flight response. Emotional and spiritual significance. Spiritually, the root chakra is all about survival and stability. It's your foundational base that ensures you're grounded and secure. This chakra is energetically tethered to feelings of safety, security, and basic needs. When your root chakra is balanced, you feel secure. You know you have a safe environment and ample food, and all your basic needs are being met. You feel grounded and connected to the world around you. It's like being a tree with deep roots. You're secure, unshakable, connected. Emotionally, the root chakra affects your feelings of security and survival. It's responsible for your sense of belonging, whether it's your family, friends, or community. With a balanced root chakra, you feel a strong sense of connection and belonging. You know your place in the world and feel secure. Common imbalances. What happens when your root chakra is out of balance? Well, it's like that shaky tree pose. You might feel ungrounded, insecure, or anxious. Physically, this imbalance could manifest as lower back pain, digestive issues, or problems with your legs or feet. Emotionally, you might struggle with fear, anxiety, or being disconnected from the world around you. You might also become overly focused on material possessions or security to compensate for this lack of grounding. Healing techniques. So, how do you balance your root chakra and avoid turning into a wobbly tree? A few techniques can help ground your energy and restore balance. 1. Grounding exercises. These can be as simple as walking barefoot on grass or as structured as guided visualizations where you imagine roots growing from your feet into the earth. 2. Yoga. Specific poses like mountain pose, warrior one, and tree pose can help ground you and stimulate your root chakra. 3. Diet. Eating grounding foods, especially red foods like apples or beets, can help balance this chakra. 4. Crystals. Red and black stones like garnet, red jasper, or black tourmaline can help balance and ground your root chakra. 5. Aromatherapy. Essential oils like patchouli, myrrh, and sandalwood can be calming and grounding, helping to balance your root chakra. Remember, balancing your chakras isn't a one-time event. It's a continuous process of maintaining equilibrium and harmony in your energy system. So, as you continue your chakra journey, check in with your root chakra. Keep it balanced, and you'll stand tall and firm. Part 2, the sacral chakra, seat of creativity and passion. Location and physical association. The sacral chakra, known as Swadhisthana in Sanskrit, sits snugly just about 2 inches below your belly button. Right at the center of your lower belly is your second chakra, a notch up from the root chakra. Physically, it's associated with the lower abdomen, kidneys, and bladder. It's also linked with the reproductive system and the gonads. Emotional and spiritual significance. Now, on to the fun part. What does this chakra do, you ask? Well, the sacral chakra plays a significant role in your emotional life, particularly when it comes to passion, pleasure, and creativity. It's like the spark that lights the fire of your creativity and fuels your passion. When balanced, you feel alive, expressive, and connected to your feelings. You're able to enjoy life's pleasures without overdoing it. This chakra also governs your relationships and how you interact with others. It influences your ability to be open and friendly with others, and also influences your sexual energy. If your sacral chakra is balanced, you have a healthy level of intimacy and a good relationship with your body. Think of it like a dance where you move with the rhythm of life, taking pleasure in the simple things and expressing yourself freely. Common imbalances. So, what happens when your sacral chakra is out of balance? Well, it can manifest in a few different ways. Physically, you might have problems with your reproductive system, urinary tract issues, or lower back